You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though?
What up, though? Hey, everybody.
Good evening, good evening.
That's what you usually say, don't you?
I know. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for
tuning in to Closet Conversations.
I'm Chrissy Mack.
And I'm Berkeley. We are live today from the beautiful Detroit Shipping Company. And when I tell you that, we got entrepreneurs on deck. We got entrepreneurs on deck. Okay. We even got some competition in the building.
Oh, that's not true.
But we don't compete because we bring that shit together.
Thank you.
Exactly.
She meant us.
Oh, yeah. We bring this shit together.
Yes.
This is an unfiltered podcast, so you are able to say
and what the fuck does that mean?
So you don't have to use your first grade vocabulary.
Okay.
We will introduce our lineup first. We have the Corner Pocket Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. We are here.
I see.
It's up to you if you want to use the headphones or not.
Can you still hear the mic?
I'm geeked.
Oh, you can hear. It's up to you.
We'd rather not use them.
Yeah, I don't use them because I just don't.
Why you don't use them? Headphones?
Yeah.
Is it like a
natural? I need to look professional.
I love hearing my voice.
Basically, what it is.
Yeah. Right.
So again, we have Corner Pocket Podcast. You want to introduce?
That'll be us.
So we have Gary T.
That'll be me.
Yes, I am. Gary T.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We are well. And we have Tracy.
Yes, I'm the newest addition.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to Closet Conversation.
Getting my feet wet right now.
Okay.
That's good. Nice.
You've done how many shows with them?
Three.
Three.
I think it's like
she good? Is she holding it down, fella?
I think she's good. She's going to get gooder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Girl power.
Yes, absolutely.
How about that? And further down there, we have Free.
DJ Free.
What it do?
Oh, yes. DJ Free.
She can say Free. Everybody call me Free.
You kind of look like Biz Markie a little bit.
Hey, I got a story about that.
That's why I said Biz Markie.
Biz Markie is a lady.
Him and Biz got into it.
I'm going to whip Biz ass. Yeah, for real. Dead up.
Why?
Because he was acting like a bitch.
Oh, okay.
He came down. I took him down to Cobo Hall. My boy threw a party with him DJing or whatever. And I was taking him back, and my girl was in the front seat. And he was up there like, man, I can't ride in the back seat. I said, dog, you have to get your ass in the car and get your ass beat.
He wouldn't want none.
He don't want this smoke. He don't want no smoke.
He don't want them hands.
He ain't want them hands.
But you gotta look like cousins.
I'd put the balls on him.
Fights the bitch.
I'd put the balls on him.
That is too funny.
But no, he Cool V told him. Cool V, I guess he thought that he didn't know that was my girl. So Cool V, his cousin, came. I said, bitch, that's his girl. Oh, why he ain't say that then? He up there trying to scrap it. I don't even know. I'm like,
get your ass in the car. Biz Markie can sit next to my woman any day. I'm not worried about shit.
No, exactly.
My woman's Biz Markie. I'm not worried about nothing.
That's not what I said. My girl's in the front seat.
I get it.
Yeah, he wanted to ride in the front seat with me. And I'm like, nigga, no, my girl's in there.
I'm sorry, but that don't even look right.
That's what exactly.
I never know.
If my woman was naked, Biz Markie
exactly
next to her.
With another man.
Why you think I want to whip his ass? Like, nigga, what kind of shit is you on?
Yeah, All right, so let's finish the introductions for the rest of our guests.
Freeze is starting drama.
Who we got?
Sorry, Biz, I love you. So next we have Blazing Laser.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yes. All right, how are you?
Hey, what up, Neek? Hey.
This is Neek from Blazing Laser. She will tell you a little bit about her business. Next we have Luxury Lineup Fashion Walk.
What's up, everybody?
Hi, guys.
It's a collaboration. Hi. We have Camille with the cute hat. What does it say? Oh, God is my source.
I'm
amen.
Telling you. Amen.
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 Yes, amen. Okay. And we have Miss India from Pretty Parlor Boutique.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a collabo. We just want to hear about all this good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Happy. Yeah. I know y'all about to be happy with these, alcoholic beverages.
These good
drinks. Once they start
flowing. This is fifth edition.
I'm not sure. I just know it's De Leon. What up, Diddy?
It's the addition that's gonna get drank tonight.
His mouth is watering right now. Looking at these good beverages.
Fun. So let's start with maybe Blazing Laser, Neek.
Hey, so
what is Blazing Laser?
Yeah, it's a laser tag company that I'm trying to start. For Detroit. I feel Detroit is lacking entertainment businesses for our inner city. Mm-hmm. So I took it upon myself to try to bring something different. And I think laser tag would be something positive.
I think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. So yeah.
Love it. Yep. So for families.
Yeah, family oriented entertainment.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. And where's the location? Where are you thinking?
Right now I'm working mobile. So I actually have an event coming up. I don't know if you guys heard of Afrofuture Fest.
Oh, yeah, the Fest, yeah.
They're going to have that August 3rd.
No, that hasn't been in the news at all.
Right. I'm like,
that was great timing.
This is Dave, our Howard Stern.
That was great timing.
So, okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to be launching there. That's going to be my first event, doing mobile laser tag, and we're going to run mobile.
Okay.
Until we, generate enough revenue to buy some land and get a space.
Okay.
So I'm going to just be trying to work with schools, colleges, block parties, just getting the community.
That's nice.
I like that.
Well, I got the school connect, so Jessie loves the kids. Berkeley loves the kids, so I could definitely help you in that way.
Wow.
So how are you generating money in the meantime?
I'm just starting, just promoting. GoFundMe accounts, word of mouth.
Okay.
Just reaching out to, people, family, friends. Just supporters on the internet.
Okay.
Nice. That's so nice. Are you mobile like 7 days a week or?
Yep.
Nice.
So I rent my equipment, people book and let me know, what day, what time, and we go from there.
So you bring tell me the whole mobile aspect of it, because I'm over here lost. I got a son too.
I'm really interested too. Yeah. Teen boys
so
over here.
I rent guns. And like I said, you let me know what day and time. Like, say you want to book for your son's birthday party.
Okay.
I grab, certain number of guns. You let me know how many people are going to be at the party.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my guns over. I set up bunkers. And I have a station where it keeps score for them and everything.
This is outdoor, indoor? You can do it in my house?
You can do outdoor, indoor.
That's fun. That is so
okay.
I'm loving that.
That's
And what's the rates? Because everybody want to know price.
Right now, I'm going $12 a head.
Okay.
That's
reasonable.
For how long?
We're going to get the same time. For how long? We about to get us a party together.
Right.
I like to keep it affordable for the community.
Okay.
Well, with black people, you got to start off with, for you. You got to say, for you.
Later on, when I'm able to get in a bigger space and cost change. But right now, mobile, relatively low, overhead. I keep my prices low and make it affordable and fun for everybody.
So for like 5 hours, it'll be $12 per kid.
Yeah.
I'm just like, if they want to,
it's $12 per hour.
Not per kid.
Per kid.
And so how long can they do it?
So I'll do like 15-minute games.
Okay.
So what do I do? Strap on
like
a
sensor? An adult?
Yeah, we got sensors like a
laser tag.
Oh, yeah.
The guns also have little taggers and markers on it, so you know when you've been hit.
I never went. All these years, I never went.
Me either. Nice. I never
went. We go every Easter.
That's what I want to do. Shoot somebody and they stay alive.
I can't take him.
Cool. I found a laser tag place. I mean, they shouldn't remain nameless because, they're not guests on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell y'all after we get out
of
here.
Oh, no doubt.
It's on DeQuinder. It's it's on like 696 in DeQuinder.
Well, she told.
somewhere in Warrenville.
Okay.
And they have a laser tag. They have, go-kart racing. They have everything. But right in the middle of the whole shebang with the kids, they got a full bar.
Oh.
Like, y'all, they got all this. My whole girl was like, we was getting towed up while the kids was playing.
Well, why you said that? I thought it was bad. Yeah. That's a good thing.
That's a wonderful thing.
Are you looking for investors and things like that? Because that would be something
I wanted in the city.
If you could get a building.
We
in the city.
We don't have that here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think she was trying to let her shine.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's good mold.
But, yeah, I've been there. It's actually really cool. So,
yeah,
that's I love it.
Kind of look I'm going for.
What is your financial goal? Because I'm the type of person, like, don't talk about beat about that shit. Like, put your GoFundMe out there. How much can you pledge today? Okay, because we need something for the kids. What's your goal?
Mm-hmm. My goal is $200,000.
All right, that ain't a lot.
That's
not. Along with the equipment that I want, construction of the building I'm trying to get, and the land, and paying employees when I get bigger. So,
Absolutely.
Paying employees.
Yes.
Awesome.
You gotta make sure they get paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody
working
for
awesome.
Free.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Oh, wow. So what's your GoFundMe?
My GoFundMe. I got it right here. How can we find it? I got it on the link on my
Facebook. Don't y'all love her?
I do. Yes. I'm really thinking adult party.
Facebook.
Right.
My Instagram is TEC_NIQUE_. So Technique.
That's dope. A lot of abandoned buildings waiting on her, too.
Yeah.
In Detroit. Yeah.
What they do in that Russell district? What is that? 75 and like...
Oh, the Russell Industrial Center.
That's open.
Is it?
That's open. Yeah.
So people are using...
Here's the issue. Because we actually started in the Russell way back in the day, and we still have some friends that are doing some stuff there.
Yeah.
The owner of the place, if you decide to rent out one of the suites there, it is on you to bring it up to code.
Whoa.
Oh. What a catch.
That's an old ass building.
Yeah.
That's a lot of code.
I've been to a rave there. You're going to a rave there. Oh, wow. Okay.
So the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/F Blazing Laser.
All right.
So you can find it there. And it's in my bio. I share it all day, every day on Facebook. So it's going to be my name on Facebook, Nashini Webster.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to try to do some, well, not try, we will do some type of party, adult party, kid party.
Yeah,
we're going to get you some business.
Oh, yeah.
And we will promote you. For you. Absolutely. Because Detroit needs
that. I'm in. Yeah. Freeze has 5,000 kids. So.
you got a party right there.
Gotta be ODB. ODB, man.
I love it.
Why you think I said for how long? I got a birthday August 4th. I got an August 4th birthday and an August 8th.
Four, five.
I got four kids.
The girls must
two boy, two girls.
And,
two boy, two girls.
and catch a spell or something.
He was exaggerating. Like to the 10th power. Power five is not a lot. Oh, gosh.
Lot.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have them.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a lot when you go grocery shopping flat out.
Yeah. Right. Luxury lineup.
Yes.
Fashion Walk. We got Camille, COG, and Associates, and India from Pretty Parlor Boutique. Tell me about the luxury lineup, Fashion Walk, because I am a fashionista. So I need to be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is the second year for the luxury lineup. I'm the founder of the luxury lineup, Fashion Walk. I have an online boutique, the Pretty Parlor.
Okay.
And we've been existing for 4 years online. So last year was the first kickoff to the luxury lineup.
Okay.
And it's really just a luxurious experience. And this year, we are trying to go bigger and better. Camille is the event coordinator and event producer of the event. So this year, like I said, I was thinking more of, when I put this together initially, it was more of Miami vibes, Vegas vibes.
Okay.
Just complete nightlife experience. But really giving Detroit business owners the opportunity to showcase their brands.
Okay.
So a lot of businesses don't have brick and mortar,
I'm one of those people.
Right, like myself. Okay. So it's just an opportunity to showcase your brand in a very luxurious platform, so to speak.
Sweet.
So
okay.
That's what it's all about this year.
Do you have a venue? Where are we at?
It's going to be downtown Detroit. It's a private event.
Oh, private.
I'm VIP.
Right. We VIP.
Creme de la creme. Okay. The Queen's Who of Detroit.
Yes.
It's going to be super exclusive.
The corner pocket plus three.
A lot of conversations is in that.
Yeah. All day we in
there. We got VIP and cocktail hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be
okay. Oh, that's so nice.
So if you guys aren't busy, this is an event you can do.
And what's the date again?
It's August 18th.
I might not even be in town.
20 vendors. Like I said, it's a full experience.
You gotta go.
I'll represent us.
I'll represent everybody here.
Okay. Nice.
I'm going, girl.
Yeah.
Front row fashion.
I'm a giver. So any like charities that we giving back to, have y'all thought about that?
You know what? Usually in any event that I do, whether it's a sipping shop or anything like that, I always do something to where we give back. The last couple of sipping shops that I had, we did 50-50 raffles to where we gave back. I went out and we fed the homeless. So for 4 hours,
perfect.
We did a barbecue down at the NSO. I did a $5 pizza. I got like 50 pizzas and fed the homeless with just the proceeds that I got from the 50-50 raffle. So this year, of course, we're going to find a way to incorporate something to give back to our community.
But and of course, we've tied it into Mommy's Make It Happen.
There you go.
Giving to mothers and children. Right. Yeah. Need charity and giving back to our peers and our neighborhood is super important to us.
Love it.
Yeah. Sweet. Yes.
And sponsor alert. Okay, shout out to our sponsor
alert, vendor alert, designer alert.
Shout out to Hutch for dropping that nice sponsorship that they gave us today.
Right on.
To give back to the charities.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
We also have a website. So check out the website. All the information is on there as far as sponsorship opportunities, vendor opportunities, donations. It's all on the website.
We're having a model call tomorrow, downtown Detroit at the Horatio Williams.
What up, H?
Okay, what time does that take place?
6:00.
Okay.
6:00 downtown.
How long does it last?
Just show up. We'll be there till you show up.
Okay. I hear that, model.
I have a couple questions. So with the boutique, what's the sizes? I know the ladies will need to know. Everybody, you know, not size 2. Some of us is lemon pound cakes out here.
Yeah. But you quit talking like you fat. You are not fat.
I'm just saying voluptuous. Right. I don't use the term fat. I use the term voluptuous.
Yeah. The average woman in America.
The average woman in America is a size 12.
Yeah.
You know how most boutiques is kind of catered to the small ladies.
Yeah, the pretty parlor.
That's the mall.
We go from size small to 2X.
Okay.
Small to 2X.
Okay.
But the event is catering to every size. So it's not going to be just petite, you know, designers, petite models.
Okay.
You're going to see a full view of every shape of a woman.
So the models that you want, that it's all size models as well,
absolutely.
Too. Okay.
Absolutely.
And with my particular brand, Paper Dolls, we cater to every woman in every shape. We also have an exclusive plus size selection to meet the needs from nightlife, daytime and leisure.
Yes, I love it because it seemed like they want to put the plus size lady in flowers. I can't take it.
Flowers?
Like
at the Big and Tall store for me.
I was just going to get to that.
They be having all that damn plaid. Like, my man is 6'5" and he's like, you know, close to 300 pounds. But I'm like, dude, like, I don't want to keep shopping for you. I'm not buying all this damn plaid.
Whoever created those terms was so sweet.
Are we having a picnic? Like, why you got all this plaid?
There was some sort of women because they call women's plus size. And ours is just up there, big and tall. Like, we not sensitive. You know what I mean?
Like, y'all not sensitive.
Yeah.
Right.
That was real smart, whoever came up with that.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's crazy.
Cool beans. So, August 18th is going down. Luxury lineup, fashion walk.
Shout out to our hosts, Elemetic View, Lex, Justin Floyd, Latrice Still Got Them Making is a part of this.
Oh, my boo, I did. Hey, BB.
The childhood homie.
Hey, BB.
What up? Shout out to Latrice.
Yes. Love her.
Nice.
Cool beans. All right. Y'all got the stage. Corner Pocket. Tell me about it. How the fuck did you start it? I'm about to move this damn bell tray.
I like the bell.
Right.
We have a bell on the
You have a bell?
Yeah.
Shining
star, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we have a bell.
Good point. Tell me about Corner Pocket.
Well, the Corner Pocket, you know, when podcasts first came out, you know,
when
I just...
That?
We started July 19th last year.
Okay.
Yeah. July 19th last year, me and DJ Freeze... And we had a guest, and, you know, she just was interested in other things. She was cool, though. She was cool. I'm not going to say her name, but it's cool. And we just held it down for 38 episodes, and we had sporadic female guests every now and then. And, you know, we like Tracy.
I'm edgy on Facebook. I'm on Facebook for lies and jokes. That's what I do.
Okay.
And I write stuff that's funny and edgy, but I don't care about people's feelings and if they get mad. So that's why he likes
me. She I called her in because she was real, this person, I don't care what she say. She was just saying about me, you know, I hate a fucking lying fucking. I'm like, you know, we need that, dude. We need
not
that.
Male
I can't
bashing,
stand it. It wasn't male bashing. And it was
like, you know, how can I put it? Men just need, sometimes, if you can reach just one man that can just do right.
Just one.
Then
life.
Just one. You will be all right. So, if, you know, sometimes you need that perspective. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, give it to him raw, uncut.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
No crying. No yeah. bitch shit.
So and I don't want to be a female.
I never wanted to do a podcast with
me,
just
a female
men.
Host. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Right. I would hate to do a podcast with just men.
Yeah.
Because I get a little soft every now and then. Uh-huh. And I can't talk to friends.
I want to say, I like Pause.
Yeah, I can't talk to. Oh, Pause.
Oh, yeah.
I can't talk to Freeze like that, you know? It's you know.
But back
what
to your
you
question.
Look, it,
I was saying back to your
that
question.
Like,
how it started?
Thank you.
Because he went over. He broke it down though. Because we had to give our props to our girl
where we get
Tracy.
The name from.
But this is what happened. This fool came up to me. I used to work at AT&T. Like, man, we always have different disagreements and stuff. But the thing about it was, we both would learn something from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there was a mutual respect there that we would crack jokes at each other, but just be like, oh man, like he put me out. Like, I remember. Joe Montana is doing this mini read without Jerry. I was like, damn, you're right. And so he had the idea. So he's like, yeah, let's go do this podcast, do this thing. I'm like, yeah, all right. Came time to it. I chickened out. I was kind of scared. I was scared.
Really?
Yeah, I was scared.
What was you scared of?
Well, you know what it was.
You seem like you got a very robust personality.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Now, what it was it's unknown. You know, wherever you do something you never never
something
done before,
new.
Yeah, something
right.
new,
yeah.
And you know, and I'm also a big person on get out your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
But my wife actually said, because like he did a podcast with somebody else or whatever.
Slimmy Hopper,
Slimmy Hopper, and I was like, damn, babe, that's supposed to be me on there. And my wife was like, what you gonna do about it, nigga?
Exactly.
I was just like,
I'm sure I have a few people that said that about Closet Conversations.
Podcasts
like,
are not easy.
No, it's not.
I don't care what nobody said. They're not easy.
When she moved back, I'm like, hey, boo. This thing. You got a right. communication degree, so do
yes.
I.
Mm-hmm.
We vibe.
Yeah.
We
I graduated from Spec Howard.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, we even got even deeper to
yeah.
it. So we know a lot of people. Let's
yep.
do this shit. So, yeah.
Facts.
I pulled cool. up over his house
yep.
about... Let's just say it was late.
It was midnight.
Come out the house.
It was midnight. I'm in there with the
house
and shorts on.
All right, dog. I said, man, come out the house. Look, man, we're going to start this shit, and we're going to do it, and we're going to make it good, and... It happened.
The rest is history.
And I was like I said, after that, I was like, I've been waiting for this moment. Let's do this shit.
And
after
be coming off the ground, you know, to have Chris Webber, Terry Mills, J-Bo from BMF, to have
you have a lot
Jimmy
of,
King.
Of
Jimmy
yes.
King.
Yes, I see that. And you
keep going.
Players.
Oh,
that's
Black Noah.
Black
Noah.
Dude.
Black
yes.
Noah. He was our first guest.
Cool.
Rest in peace.
He played us, Black Noah. Here we go. Let's see my face.
Oh.
Black Noah.
Can I throw him under the... Can I throw him under the bus? We had him twice.
That's fair. We had to throw him under the bus, though.
Hey, Fruit, I had to throw you under the bus.
I'm about to call Apple.
It is Fruit.
Whatever.
Hey, Fruit, I threw you under the bus. Good guy. But you know what? That's funny because he don't sell out.
Yeah.
Well, he sold out on us, but that's all right.
First time for everything, I guess.
Shit don't
sell out. Did he sell out?
Dang,
like Jordan's?
What I said. Off the show.
Hey, she said what she said.
My brother, I cannot defend you.
Here I go.
Oh, man.
Wow. You got time to redeem yourself, though. You can come to Closet Conversations.
Yes,
have
indeed.
A nice little sexy conversation with us, because you
come
very...
Come on.
Yes.
Fucking,
you owe us.
Well,
yeah.
Say wrong word,
but you know what?
You, okay. Yeah, you know a lot about relationships.
Yes, indeed.
Jay been knowing me a long time, so she saw. She know.
But I won't.
She knows it's at me.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't that right, Jay?
Come see us. Oh, absolutely.
She been knowing me a long
come
time.
Come see us. Closet Conversations. We invited you first.
Come on.
Yes.
All right.
So, like, what are you guys like? As far as like, you know, you guys podcast. Do you guys have like a 3-year plan, or where do you see see the podcast?
I have a lifetime plan.
Right, right.
Like, I'm not gonna put
it. Actually, what he informed me of is he at the BET Awards next year.
I feel that
red carpet. I love it.
Oh.
That's the minimum goal. That's the minimum
goal. What about the iHeart, iPad?
What's it called? Radio Row?
Yeah, we already on iHeart Radio. Yeah. We've been on there since we first started or whatnot. We've been on iHeart Podcast for a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
Following is good.
So, and then, like, the first year they had their awards, we wasn't on there. I wrote us in, though, and it gave us, like, 10 votes, though. But,
you know what I'm saying? Everything better than goose egg. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, right. But yeah, the goal is to go, like, to take it, you know, nationwide. You know what I mean? Like, not that, just, like, I hate to bring up other people's podcast, but like a show on TV, okay? We want to do show on TV.
Mm-hmm. That's your name. That's your name.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. Right. Thing, I love know? It.
That's what's
and about. We know too many damn people. That's the other part. Same. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. Yeah.
And what's funny about the podcast, you know, it's when you, I'm pretty sure you know this. You invite people and they, then they don't want to leave.
Right.
They don't want to leave.
Right. Absolutely.
They have a good time. They're not rushing and they like,
yep. They
want to come. I didn't know I wanted to talk.
Again. Right.
Hey, if you got some good shit to say, I want you back.
They come and they like enjoy themselves. It's like not knowing you hungry.
Absolutely.
When you go to a restaurant and you start eating, you end up eating every damn thing.
I think it's the Tito's, Gary. I think it's the
You all have beverages. Like yes.
On the corner pocket?
Well. Yes.
I wouldn't function without it. Right. We have Tito's, vodka, and Better Made chips everywhere.
I love it. I like that. I noticed that it started off with like sports, like would you say Chris Webber and Jimmy King and
Terry
whoever.
Mills.
Yeah, for man, I missed that.
The great Tony Tolbert.
Yeah,
Lindsay Hunter.
Yeah. I was looking like at first, I was like, damn, are they kind of sexist? Because I hadn't seen any women on there.
Oh, we had the women.
We had the women's panel.
We had some beautiful women.
And we had our girl, even though it was sports, we had our girl Lakita Gans. Who started the Through the Nets podcast, and she's the athletic director at Eastern Michigan. She's the first black woman to do that as well.
I've been following you. I've done my research,
that's
Gary.
All
that's
all that matters. I went to
Oh,
and she ate one.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she a beautiful soul. Of course, we all know Coco.
Yeah, we had Coco.
Mark Curry.
Yeah, Mark Curry.
From Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
That's not a woman.
No. Right.
It's
yeah, Coco.
I took my fur coat and went on
dropping.
Stage.
Women. We had India Shepherd from India Rotate Boutique.
And happy birthday, Tamala.
Okay. Tamala Tatum from Fashion Savvy.
Yep.
The salon. You know, both of them, they killing them right
well,
now.
Well,
now hearing that, I guess that's my job then.
There you go.
I got you.
Because that's right where in. I was looking at first, and I was doing my research. I'm just like, damn, we got a lot of dudes on here. They all sports affiliated. I was just trying to figure it out, but then I figured Corner Pocket has something to do with pool or something, correct? Or no?
He just thought it sounded cool.
We just thought the corner. And, pool halls are just conversation affiliated.
Okay.
You know, I'm sick of the barbershop is played, but the Corner Pocket. You know, the corner pocket is that's the last shot you got to do to win. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
I like it.
That's pretty cool.
Seriously, though.
Yeah, I love it.
The eight ball.
Actually,
it's a 3-1-3 ball.
All right.
I love it.
And tune in this Thursday. We got the man panel.
Oh, yeah. Please
Speaking
tell
of
me.
All
yes.
men.
Yes. We want to come into the building on Thursday.
This the thing. It's a man panel, but I'm the only girl, so I'm holding it down.
Oh.
You need some
Okay.
Okay.
So I might need
Look
some
Look at Gary
reinforcement.
Like, not that.
Well, we could just be off to the side.
No. To be honest.
Yeah.
She's been good. The first two episodes, she's breaking it. This is her lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because let's just say the first two episodes, she was like, okay, she's getting it. You know, she didn't know too much about the guests. This, she didn't have to know the guests.
Okay.
This is experts at the experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have different perspectives Thursday from a single man.
I got that from my girlfriend.
A divorcee. A single man, divorcee.
We got a couple of single men.
Married man.
Go for it. Keep going.
So I think it's single, divorced, married. Is it?
It's like three.
Okay.
Single.
Everybody know Mike. Everybody know Mike Bonner.
I'm battling
single,
three singles.
Is he married?
Mike Bonner divorced. Mike Bonner is not married.
He's not
Let
married.
Me say that.
Not married.
I don't want to say he's single.
Not married.
Mike Bonner is not married.
Yep, the comedian.
The comedian. We have Lou Beattie. Okay. Everybody know Lou Beattie?
Okay.
Christine Beattie's ex-husband.
Right. Okay. Hell,
yeah, we have Eric Robinson, Wayne County Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have my main man, Virgil Taylor.
Yeah.
We have...
My man Dre Martin, who's one of the funniest dudes on Facebook.
Corner pocket, let's go. Let's
you
go.
Gotta come.
We in there.
You gotta
we
come.
Come on in.
7 p.m. 7
to
9.
7 to 9.
Yeah.
Damn, come on hours? In.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm excited about this one.
Nice.
It's about love, marriage, spirituality.
Okay.
But, yeah. And my main man, Lou, can kick it. Forget his past.
I'm sure.
But
no.
I use him as a counselor. And
I've seen him in a intimate conversation.
Yeah. And I mean, he actually helped me 6 years ago and get over a hump.
Absolutely.
Personally. Yeah.
I agree. Shout out to you, Lou.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So for 7 to 9 on Thursday, right?
We there. Yep.
7 to 9 Thursday.
Okay. Text me the location.
All right.
I gotta cut my appointment short on Thursday.
Come on.
Real for real.
Yeah.
Question quickly. Chrissy does life insurance. Everybody is insured in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. It's very important to have coverage
outside of your job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because 31 days after you quit, leave, or retire,
something
happens to your life insurance.
It's outside of your job.
Can you ask me that again?
All right. So if anybody that's listening to me, give me a call. I have union endorsed benefits. So even if you're not a part of a union,
I'll make
you an honorary union member. So I can make her an honorary union member without her even having to pay dues.
Wow.
Like, hey.
You know what?
And you have life insurance.
So give me a call. My number is 248-703-2429. We do policies for babies that are 15 days old all the way up to 80-year-old seniors.
And it's important. I'm tired.
Actually, the most important is more.
She would be considered high risk. She's
high
a
risk.
She's a what?
No, firefighters are union.
But it doesn't matter?
It does not matter.
Okay.
I was getting ready to ask you, but I didn't want to bust you out.
So you do fight fires? I'm more than likely the accidental death
that
of her.
So
cool. But yeah, like, firefighters are union based. Yeah, they have our benefits.
But I thought that was an actual career.
I mean,
I thought that was
going to be. Yeah, but she's young, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
how old are you, baby?
27.
Oh, yeah. So your premiums wouldn't be that.
What station are you out of?
Engine 44, John R. 7 Mile.
Nice.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You know my boy, Abby?
Yeah.
That's my main man.
Well, his son's my classmate. We run the same house.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so, Watts. Is it true that, like, the men have to shave their face?
They do.
Yeah, every day, right?
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They can't have no hair.
You can't have hair?
They can't have hair.
That happened to me in the Oakland County Jail one time.
When I would have a mustache, though, couldn't they?
You can have a mustache.
Mustache, yeah, at one point.
You can't have that.
None of that, right.
Well, why do you need it?
Wait, what time is it?
Might burn off.
Might burn off.
9:43. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we ask you a few firefighter questions?
Sure.
Please.
Sure.
It's firefighter.
How long have you been a firefighter?
Where's the Dalmatian?
Coming up on 3 years.
Congratulations.
Fairly new.
Okay. I love it. What made you want to go into that career?
I just love helping people.
I love it.
I went to college and... I didn't want to stop because I'm already through, but I'm like, man, I don't really want to do this no more. I'm helping people, but I'm already here. So I finally found something I
got
to do and it don't feel like a job.
Yes, she does.
Right. You do.
Have you ever rescued somebody before?
Strangers.
Yeah, we do fires. I do medical runs. So every day, every minute is something different.
This is a dumb question, but you don't do kittens in a tree like on TV.
No.
Yeah, that was the 50s. I think that was over in the 50s.
Go get my dog.
It'll be the day we find out if they got 9 lives or not.
Puppies.
Y'all are running the fire for a cat.
I was just joking, like on TV.
Somebody look at this.
High five for that.
That's a big heart because I want to help people too, but that's not what I ever wanted to do.
Shut up. That's a huge heart.
Have you ever had a fire? Wait, what'd
you
say?
Again?
Oh, I said I'm a nurse and I'm all for saving lives, but I don't know if I could go into a burning house.
Right. Oh, wow. Have you ever had like a multi-level building where you had to go upstairs and things like that?
A couple apartment buildings.
Oh. Wow.
The biggest fires was New Year's Eve.
What?
Seeing an apartment.
I ain't about to bring in a New Year like that, bro.
Yeah,
did you get hazed?
we had fun.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Like, do the rookies have to go get the sandwiches?
What is my what?
What insurance company are you with?
American Income Life. I'm with OPEIU Local 277.
So, I ask that because I'm a funeral director.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many people in their older age that don't have insurance.
Yes. What I'm sick of the GoFundMe account.
Here's my car right
here. You look familiar. That's what I'm going to. Like, you look familiar. I don't know if I'm at too many funerals or what.
Okay. We get done. Yeah.
Amen.
I'm on a mentoring program and we went to the headquarters. That was fun. Deep East Side.
Yeah. Where is it? Well,
they don't move it now. Sorry. Right across from MGM. So,
is that where we were?
Was on
with the simulator in the back, the fire simulator. Are you go in the building.
You went to, I know where you went.
Well,
to
Watts.
The Academy.
The Academy. That's where I went. Yeah, Watts.
Yeah, that's Deep East Side. Van Dyke.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
It's nice. They're making it real nice in there.
I did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Neat. Cool. I have one question. This might sound stupid, or just not even a question, but just like a replay of directions. Like, because I know fires do happen, and obviously they're unexpected. And if the shit break out, what the fuck do I do? Tell me.
Get out.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, you stop, drop, and roll.
You're
on fire.
If you're on fire. When you're in a fire, you get out.
You're supposed to stop,
drop, settle down, open up, shop.
Can't do that.
If you're on fire.
You're on fire.
Get out,
call
911. If it's smoke and I'm in my room, what do I do?
Go out to the
stop smoking in your bedroom.
Look for a joint.
Quickest way you can and call somebody. Call 911.
So the get low part for the snow. I mean for the snow.
For the smoke.
Smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. This thick because smoke is gonna always travel up first.
Right. Okay.
This one in your face when you're standing up. Get low
and get out.
You saw fatalities quickly, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's the smoke that kills you and not the flame.
It's usually the smoke.
It's always the smoke that kills you.
It's up there and it's thick. Your best bet is just to crawl out or go out the nearest window.
I'm jumping out the window.
You gotta get out.
Yeah. Has it ever been a situation that you like, man, fuck this? Not today.
This job, it does change things, man. You know, holidays don't be the same because that could be a messed up holiday.
I'm fire is serious.
At New Year's Eve, you know, I've seen people lose everything.
I really get shot.
So you see life in a whole different perspective now, period. Like, that is so awesome.
Wow.
Oh, hey, man, let's ring the bell. Ring the damn bell.
Love her.
Selfless job. Fire. You know, that's why I took
right.
I don't expect nothing back.
Good for you.
Yes, love her.
Yeah. Hey, man. That's what I like you.
I know.
And she's an entrepreneur.
Yes. Yes.
Blazing laser. You get the blazing part.
Blazing laser. Yeah.
Blazing laser. We have to support her.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely absolutely hit you up around August. I got two birthdays.
For you?
That's what she got to say.
For you. Right.
We all probably don't even have that. We have two.
Two no. What?
We got 12.
Oh, damn.
12 minutes?
Math was my subject.
Right. How many minutes we got?
12.
Okay. Well, tune in this Thursday, and you will see 12 minutes is all you need.
Hey, our boss said that we have 20.
All
right. Hold 20 people.
Now that this place isn't shutting down at 10, it's not that big of a deal.
We're not getting
any current events, just? Any current events?
Let's think. What is Aisha Curry doing? Has she got any DMs?
I just ordered a pot of hers.
Did you?
A skillet. I cooked chicken last week.
Is she feeling that's better good. About herself since she was like, you know, saying that nobody thought she was pretty and all that?
I don't think so.
That she wanted people in her DMs?
No, I don't think so.
Was she questioning how come she did?
People will learn. I said the same thing.
You know what? I think it came down to the fact.
Well, you know, I understood what she was talking about, I guess, a little bit. Just a little bit because she was just saying, like, you know, as far as him getting all the attention on exactly. a regular constant basis, it's like, okay, well, damn.
I think she exactly. was just more so what, she felt like she lost herself. I don't know. She got a lot because of backlash, and I wasn't.
There's not a person in this world that doesn't want attention.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you. Right. Okay. And that's what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, if you see y'all, if you've been around any NBA players, the amount of attention they get is freaking astronomical.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I understand what she was saying. It wasn't she was trying to say she wanted dudes to get at her. What she's saying is
she wanted to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
If a woman tells me I smell good, I don't. That's all I think she thinks. Mm. Yeah. But I like it.
Right.
I like it.
And what she was saying is that she don't even get that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, basically, like, she's
not on his job.
Yeah.
That's what,
I
said.
I got from it.
Curry is definitely on his job.
Why should never feel like that?
Well, no, but hold on.
When somebody has a moment of honesty, they get crucified for it.
Yeah, that wasn't his. Oh, that was
I feel like they talked about it.
Yeah.
Before she even did the interview.
Does everybody at this table have confidence?
I thought it was okay. Sometimes
you
won't feel appreciated.
Can I ask you?
Exactly.
Can I ask you a question? Does everybody here have confidence? Raise your hand. I do.
I do.
Does everybody here had insecurities?
No, yeah, true.
That's all it was.
Yeah. Fact.
Money or not.
Right.
That's all it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's simply what it was. So, right. You know, God bless her.
She probably didn't word it. So every, you know, she probably worded it in a different way where people thought like, oh, you just wanted to
You know what it was? You're right. You know what it was? It was an unfinished statement.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it was.
And people got to remember, she just had three damn kids back to back to back to back. Like, dog, shit. Oh, she was a baby maker.
And has a beautiful family. And yeah. I
don't have any children, but
I witness women and the body changes, but they brought life into, you know.
Right.
I eat a pizza and I'm insecure. Look at my body. This is what pizza and fries does to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So to switch it up.
Okay.
What were you guys' thoughts of when they see us?
Oh,
I can't
wow.
get that off my mind thinking, or my
that's
heart.
Right, yes.
I can't well, get that
I don't
mind.
Even know.
Okay, when they see us.
With the
Central Park 5
Central
or the Exonerated 5 now?
The Exonerated 5.
Exonerated 5.
Can I tell you my favorite part?
Okay, I will be watching that tonight.
Do you know what the most profound part? Who saw it? Raise a hand.
Okay.
Okay, do you know what the most profound part of that movie was?
You gotta watch.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Watch
it. You know what the deepest part of that movie was?
What?
When he was in jail.
Woo!
And when he thought at what he should have done.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to tell her the movie.
Yeah, well,
if I would have done this, mm-hmm. this is what the night would have been like.
Yep.
Ooh. I said, that was the deepest shit every man needs to
and
see.
And that's why he was nominated for an Emmy.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody is even looking at that.
Corey.
The movie was Corey.
And you know, he was a star, too.
I think it's 19 Emmys.
I think so, but I know he got nominated.
But do you see what I mean? When he reminisced and thought if he would have said no, and the night went on beautiful.
We work too much.
I get that.
And I just said,
to me, the two heaviest moments were when he was sitting there waiting, and wasn't it?
Waiting on his friend.
Yeah, and he wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yep.
The one guy's mom came and got him, and they walked right past him. The one that got
right.
the hardest. And then that same person, dude, that moment when the air conditioning came on.
Oh yeah, that was a great
solitary.
Book. Oh, that was a great.
We
book.
Felt that air, yes. didn't we?
And
we felt that
dude,
air
like
at
that?
Home.
Yes,
we
yes.
felt yeah. that air at home.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I
didn't watch it.
That hit me because it hit me even at my age. I'm like,
I had a hard time.
We dealt with two decisions, and I'm like, go with your girl.
You know, yeah.
And if he would have went with his girl. Right. She'd have been better off getting her pregnant.
I haven't seen it. We didn't tell the movie.
So
yeah.
Go see it.
We didn't tell nothing. It's four episodes.
So it's just a movie. It's not a series.
It's a series in real life.
It's based on a true story.
It'll take you 4 hours to see it.
I can't.
No,
I'm still sad about Ruth. So I can't. Yeah. So I can't watch that. I can't watch stuff like that. It makes me angry. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, yes or no. Once you start, one of two things will happen.
Yeah.
You'll get pissed off.
You'll get about 20 minutes in and have to walk away for a while.
Yeah.
Or you won't be able to stop because I've heard and seen both.
I didn't stop.
I watched it all. I went to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I got time.
Well, the difference between, and I get you, Tracy, I get your opinion.
I'm not starting.
No. The difference between that movie and Roots is it was a gang of people.
Yeah.
Dominating on Roots. It was one person's decision on the exonerated five.
Exactly.
There was one person that could have changed it.
Yeah. Yep.
One.
Well, no, it was more than one. It was more than one.
There was one. So she, the DA, could have had. Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to do it.
Yep.
Could
and then the other one, too.
Could have changed things.
Yep.
But, dude, I hate to make this comparison, but I was just following orders. Doesn't really fly.
Exactly.
There's a whole lot of steps in that food chain where somebody could have gone.
No, it's wrong. Thank you.
Well, yeah, of course, there's a DADA.
Well, that's what I mean. There's
But
everybody at that police precinct.
I never heard her voice got that.
Put it on no.
Her voice get that loud.
That's all
that
they're
one
like.
Lady did.
Yep.
And you know what's sad about it? Right? I don't want to diagnose him, and I don't know if he was like that when they went, but the one brother who's
I can't watch it. I can't.
The one brother who's
anger kind of like, slow.
I don't think he's. Is he slow?
Oh, no. So, dude, so watch.
You know, of course.
There's a phenomenal Oprah.
I watched it.
Okay,
I watched
so, well,
it.
Yeah.
Did that do that to him? Or
No. He was like that.
He was like that before.
But he's very intelligent.
Yeah, of course. So he couldn't read it first.
I think that made it worse.
He couldn't read.
Right.
That's what made it worse for him to even get to that situation because he already was behind. He was missing out of school.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a chance. And he didn't get a chance to. Expand himself after that because
therapy,
you take a person away when he should have been in school getting tutoring and training.
Yes.
You took that away from him and threw him in with men, grown men at 16 years old.
And I do believe is substantially financed the New York judicial system is.
It's different. Mm-hmm.
They could have gave them $1 million for each fucking year they did.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though.
And that payment.
He spent $5 million for that.
Yeah, that's the one I'm waiting for. As much blowback as she has gotten.
Yeah.
She's been dropped by her publisher.
I think you should get on Donald. Can you get on Donald Trump's tweet?
Yeah. She's been dropped by her publisher. She's been dropped off board. She's been kicked off. Nobody's come back. The blowback on Trump is not there like it should be.
Nope. Oh, no.
He's starving people and they're not showering and all that good stuff.
Come on, Area 51?
No. The border kids. Yeah, the people that are cooking the border. The kids. Yeah.
Wait, update me on this?
You know, his kids are in squalor down there. They're not bathed. Some of them haven't got sanitary stuff.
Well, they're drinking
stuff.
Toilet water. Wow. And it's true. Where?
Down in the border, the people that.
And the reason I know it's true.
Taking the kids away from the parents. Yeah. Well, got a bunch of pictures of it.
Who would do that to children?
Well, the reason I know it's true because it's jail facilities you have to drink the toilet water.
Oh, my God.
When I was in jail.
In America. So I know it's true.
Out the toilet top.
Wow.
And no one really getting outraged about that. Really, really.
The water fountain was on top.
I don't know what to say about him. I have a lot to say about him.
Oh my God.
All I can say is go vote and hit the polls.
Please. Have you watched this?
Rock the vote.
Have you seen, I believe it's on Amazon Prime, Fahrenheit 11/9.
Yes. I didn't watch 11/9.
So there was 9/11, which was
I watched 9/11.
11/9.
That's where Michael.
Is Michael Moore.
Right.
And I don't know how true it is, but it's a phenomenal theory that the entire reason Donald Trump is president is because of Gwen Stefani. Because Donald Trump was pissed, bitter, and jealous that Gwen was making more money than him as a host on The Voice than he was on The Apprentice. So he staged this bullshit fake I'm running for president rally to try to drum up support and show how popular he was, and all of a sudden like everybody showed up and he was like,
Oh shit, I guess this
might be a thing. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
But the thing, like the first rally, there wasn't a ton of people that showed up, but they paid for three.
Those first three rallies. Gwen Stefani, right? Yeah, L-A-M-B.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Love Angel
and,
Music
and so,
Baby.
So then the second rally, more people showed up. Then the third rally, more people showed up.
They don't have, and there's then it, no you wah, see wah, it, wah, wah,
you could see it on his face every single debate, press conference, everything. You could see it. He was like, well, this the last really set of outlandish shit that
right,
I said
right,
didn't
right.
get me kicked off. Let's see how far I can go.
What did I tell you, Freeze?
You
this
said that.
Apprentice.
What did I tell you?
Said
you know what I said
11,
he did?
9.
Fahrenheit.
11/9.
You know what I said he did?
It's on Amazon?
Amazon Prime, yeah.
I said Donald Trump did not want to be president.
Right.
He started off as a game. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to run for president. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. I don't give a shit what nobody says.
You can kind of tell that.
Well, I mean, to a less extent, really Jesse Jackson did.
Yeah. Oh,
started off to see how many people vote for me, see if I can do it, and it got serious.
Right.
A game turned to real shit.
And you know why? This is my entire theory of what happened. The Democrats lost the election.
Yeah.
Because they refused to appeal. They refused to remember their hardcore base, blue collar America.
Yep.
And decided to go super elite intellectual like a bunch of dumbasses.
Sure did.
The Republicans won because they appealed to their base that they don't like to talk about. Racist, redneck, super evangelical America.
Yep.
And that's who came out in droves. Yep. And you look at all, and that's actually part of the document. I won't get into too much of the 11-9 thing. They talked about how you could just tell when Obama got elected, it was amazing to see how many black people were out voting and the lines and all that stuff. And they said, and then when you saw the election between Trump and Clinton, that didn't happen.
Sure did. Nope.
And it, you know what's funny? Is it was that like a lot of evils, like Caucasians that voted for Trump? You know, he's all about money. So these people are actually voting for him, and they, you know, you don't have any money.
David Chappelle said that.
And you thought that he was going to vouch for you? He don't care about you. And he just sat there and used your votes. And then you still in the same predicament that you're in because you don't have any money.
Worse
because you are on welfare. You probably in a trailer home. Whatever the case may be.
And they cut them
to give you some hope. Donald Trump did to bring in those kind of voters, what I think, what he did was he abused, what's Freedom Speech, Fifth? Mm-hmm. Not the Fifth, the Amendment.
He definitely gave them false expectations.
When he told them at every Democratic race, hit them in the face if they boo me, this and that.
Grab him by the
pussy. Punch him in the face.
The man said, I could pull out a gun in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone in the face, and people would still vote for me.
He said that. He sure did.
And he imitated a mental disabled guy.
The reporter.
Yep. Dude.
Yeah, he went off on that. That was
Donald Trump, even if he loses, showed you how many dumb people is in America.
Making fun.
White, black, Mexican, however many citizens this country holds. Mm-hmm. It was not just whites.
Oh, no, it's like, it's like about, number one, have you ever seen Idiocracy?
A lot of black Republicans.
Pardon me?
Idiocracy?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're living the first 10 minutes of it.
Yep.
There's not a doubt in my mind. We are two elections away from Hector Elizondo Camacho. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. But it's, I've always said, think of the average person you know and how dumb that person seems or what their relative intelligence is. And then realize that's the average.
Right.
Which means there's 49.9%. below that.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a such thing as dumber.
Facts.
Yeah. Right. There's no level to dumber because it's dumber. Mm-hmm. You know what
why
I mean?
Why is he doing it to the border, though? That's why I'm trying to, like, get down.
Well, he's doing that because he's telling you who he was born. Mm-hmm. He's telling you what he is when... how he's been.
But how is that benefiting America, him doing that? Like, what is the benefit?
It's not benefiting anything.
It's really not.
He's appealing. Yeah, exactly. The racists.
Exactly.
And
who's going to vote
him in? Voted for him.
Yep.
Because that's what he said. Although, here's a great little factoid. I'm sure you guys caught the whole Twitter firestorm because he told the squad to go back to where they came from.
Rashida.
Yeah. Three of them are all American-born citizens. Right. One of them is a naturalized U.S. citizen who, by the way, has been a naturalized U.S. citizen
longer than
his wife.
Does anybody think she looks like Jenner? Caitlyn Jenner?
She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Nobody thinks that she looks like... Yes.
She looked like a
child. I don't think she's garbage.
I think she's like a clone.
I really think she didn't sign up for this.
I just wanted to act like your sex was good. Right.
Get that money. And fucking be me.
It still looked like
now I'm the first whore.
It's like the worst case scenario of a Russian mail order bride.
Right.
Russian mail order bride. Went horribly wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, she turned the 4th of July into a wet t-shirt contest for the love of God.
Yeah.
Did she? I didn't see that.
Wearing a white shirt.
She had a white shirt.
No bra.
No bra. Yeah,
headlights were on.
Up, yes. Right?
Oh, yeah. The turkey was done.
Right? Yeah, you know what she's doing?
Yes.
You know what she's doing?
She was a exotic model.
Oh, well, you know what she's doing? He's showing who he is, and she's trying to show who she is.
Wow.
You get what I mean? Am I right?
Remember? Remember when everybody lost their minds? Remember when the press lost their minds when Michelle Obama...
What else? Leave the shirt. I was about to say that.
I remember.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. And on top of that, when President Obama was
a tan suit.
Tan coat. Yes. Thank you. A tan coat.
Over two things.
A tan coat.
And now they
he was sick of looking like he shopped at
Men's Warehouse.
No, Men's Warehouse is the shit.
I look, they all right. They all right. But I was saying, they got mostly blues and blacks in there. He tried to wear something different.
Well, that's what the president is known for, blues and blacks.
Yeah, blues
yeah,
and blacks.
Yeah, but he tanned up one time and it was, oh, shit.
They thought we were about
impeachment.
Right.
He wore brown.
He wore tan.
Oh, shit.
Remember
the good old days when all we had to worry about was whether or not somebody got a blowjob? I miss those days. I really, really do.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you know what?
I miss those days.
In it. And it was so cool that
at Aretha Franklin funeral.
Yeah,
who President
Why
Clinton?
Why was he there? Yeah. That's the bigger question.
Who President Clinton?
That's a little girl.
They were very close.
They were so close.
President Clinton and Aretha. Remember,
very close.
Remember,
very
she did every
they did all his inaugurations. And
very
he did,
close.
And he did what's the other one?
Yeah. You're right.
The other thing, the Medal of Honors. He did that too.
For yeah, right. They were yeah. very close. And
he just was tired.
You know, and you know, he
too many blowjobs.
I don't want a dog president. I don't want a dog President Clinton. First of all, wait a minute. President Clinton was not the first one to get his cock sucked and over. He's the first one to get caught.
Exactly.
Seriously. So he was the first one to get caught.
It's not all respect of the office thing. So everybody knew.
Pardon me? What happened?
Shout out to Monica.
Hey. Well, to keep a dress, you're a sick bra, but it got her
million. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You
got to do what you got to do. But for your mom to tell you to keep it.
Right.
Your mom told you to keep it? Yeah. Wow. Her mom told her, listen, that come that on that dress is her familiar.
Period. Yeah. Period.
Right. City girls.
Monica the first city girl.
She, you know.
Come over here.
And she's still doing well, but you know, and
who's
it's.
Savoring this.
I don't know.
I forget. I think it was CNN that posted something on Twitter that was like, hey, what's the worst career advice you ever got? And she replied, and she was like, and the advice I got was, get a job as an intern at the White House.
Whatever.
For your
it made you rich.
Made her rich.
Super
made her
rich. I'm sure that just.
It made her
what,
rich.
eBay or something? For sale or something?
Yeah. I would be so insecure to be her next boyfriend.
Bill. Yeah, let's get off my bill.
R. Kelly? What about R. Kelly?
R. Kelly? He's going down this time.
R. Kelly is.
R. Kelly?
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
He going down this time.
Has anybody?
Do you guys think that he's brainwashing? Do you guys think that he's brainwashing? Like,
has anyone out here ever met R. Kelly in person?
Have I met R. Kelly?
The parents are.
I've seen him hundreds of times.
I met him like three times.
You
met
him? Young girls. Because at 16, 15,
I was a fast ass 16-year-old.
We knew what we were doing.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I had a question. It's funny you said it.
Okay.
Was anybody in here?
I was fast. I was really on
the way. Would you have banged R. Kelly at underage?
No, I would have not.
I would have
fucked Hov. But I know some 14-year-olds that will or would have.
Pardon me?
I would not, but I know people at that age.
R. Kelly won my type.
You're not oblivious at 12, 13, 14. These aren't sweet.
Well, she didn't say 12.
You're not oblivious. But you're also not really making the best decisions about life yet.
I agree. 14.
What's
the
what?
The youngest girl, the youngest Aaliyah. Girl was 14, right?
Well, when I was 12 and I was 14, I wasn't checking for no older guys.
At all. I was still wearing ponytails.
Wait, what's older?
16,
well, old
if,
was
if
old.
One of, if they would have stepped to me.
Body parts to arrive.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay.
But I know 14-year-olds of my peers that work.
Yeah,
they're
oblivious.
So
what do we get to? Is he sick? Is he sick?
I feel, okay, this is what it is. Okay, this is what my opinion.
Okay,
so wait. So what do y'all think? I guess what's going on with R. Kelly?
I think he has a problem. It doesn't take away from the fact that he's a musical genius. Like most geniuses are something's wrong with him.
Not a piper.
Okay.
Let me sing my way
so I believe that It's funny that we can sit and we can talk about what he did, but everybody know Mr. James down the street in 1995, yes, honking his horn at the young girl with shorts.
Doing the same thing.
Nobody says anything. I've known niggas in my life trying to get on the young girl. Waiting for her to turn.
Would you have gave R. Kelly some when you were in?
I was a young girl that.
Would you have gave R. Kelly some, Tracy?
Yes.
So you had gave R. Kelly some.
What age was
it? In your teenage. In your teenage.
I knew exactly what the fuck I was doing.
Hold on. Let me ask.
I knew exactly what the hell I was doing.
Right.
In my teens, no. Because when I was in my teens, what's the teens? Because I remember.
15 to 18, motherfuckers.
Okay.
No, not
you. 15. No, 15 to 18. Because my focus.
No, it's 14. It's 14 to 19.
Right. I didn't lose.
13.
Yeah.
13, you know what 13.
You're
doing.
You're taking 19.
Yeah.
So your teens, 6 years.
What?
Right. I remember being in middle school and girls was telling me about working on the kitchen floor. And we got ponytails. Like, seriously.
Girls were having sex when I was little at 12 and 13.
They were.
But they were having sex with 12 and 13
year olds. Exactly. They sitting there telling me.
This is what I think.
Yeah.
I think if you're old enough to make the decision to have sex, whether you're 12, 13, and you make the decision to do that with a 12 or 13 year old, you know better. You know a man that's 40, 45.
I mean, absolutely.
You know he ain't 12 or 13, so you're making a conscious decision to do
something. Check this out, everybody.
Say that again. Say that again.
I feel like if you, I ain't going to go as far as 12 or 13. I'm going to say, but if you a 15-year-old girl,
you know what you're doing.
15-year-old girl, and you've made the decision to have sex, and you know that you're having sex with another 15, 16, 17-year-old, whatever you. If a man presents himself and he's 40, you know a 40-year-old man when you 15, 16. If you make the kindest effort decision to sleep with him, I don't think that, I mean, I feel like, of course, the man is to blame. But you're at blame as well.
Hold. Wait a minute. I think you're right.
Like
but wait a minute.
Five minutes.
This is the 15-year-old that sees the superstar. She's not looking at 40. She's hearing.
She's looking at dollar signs.
Booty. No, it's the difference between a superstar 40 and a Gary 40.
Right.
It really is.
I believe.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
This is what's going to happen.
Groupism kicks in.
Right. This is what's going to happen.
Groupism is real.
You know you're having sex, don't you?
Nah, but groupism is real. Your mind
I didn't know what I was doing at.
Well, your mind just goes.
Don't forget dollar signs. Like,
absolutely.
Exactly.
If he wasn't fully loaded, 50 Shades of Grey would have been a Criminal Minds episode.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was the influence. Exactly. I didn't know what the hell I was doing at 15 and 16. And I think
y'all know what R. Kelly been doing for years.
I agree with you.
Exactly.
I blame her on the parents. You was in his ear when he was going through all that trial, and all you did was see the money, and you sent him to center with her anyway.
Remember that one girl did it? That one mama said, hey, go back there with him. Well, you know what? The only reason I consider R. Kelly the sickest of the sickest is because
the sodomy.
Well, no, he has the stature to bang anybody he wants.
Right.
He doesn't have to resort.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he has the stature to bang anybody.
He's sick. And I think
the same kind of mind control that he has on young girls.
Yeah. Sick.
He can have the same kind of mind control over a grown
woman. Sure
can. You're right.
He did.
That's what I mean. Damn.
He did have one. One was grown.
But you know, I read, that's funny we're talking about this. I read today that he, that the two women that were on the interview or whatever, they're now running out of money.
That's what happened. Did everybody here watch the tape?
Yeah, they don't know.
I watched the whole thing. Oh, your hand was halfway raised.
I thought you said the series.
Yeah,
no, the tape.
I watched the tape.
Did you watch
it? Their phones are running low.
Everybody here watched the tape.
So it's kind of like, damn, what do we do? You know, take y'all ass home to y'all parents.
Right.
Watch the tape. Right.
Have y'all ever thought about that?
Right. Did you watch the tape?
If he's to blame, then they need to blame all parties involved.
The whole thing, yes.
I watched the whole thing.
All parties involved.
He ate a booty a long time.
Yeah, I believe.
That was Sheffield life. Hey, Gary, that was Sheffield wife.
I think he
was
had.
Gary Sheffield
that was Sheffield wife.
He had a booty on.
Yeah, that was Gary Sheffield wife.
I was like, R. Kelly.
He did. And I think it's because he could not get hard. That's why he kept doing it. He had some type of sexual thing. Like, okay, because when he was having sex with the young girl, she had to keep getting off. She kept getting off.
She was peeing without having sex with him now.
No, no.
She just started peeing.
That was great. There was a scene when she was riding him in a damn sauna booth, and she kept having to get off, and he would go off on the camera and jack it off. That's what I'm saying. He eat booty because he can't do nothing else.
But
he did bang her though.
I think what is going to happen is he's going to go to jail and he's going to make a banger CD.
Maybe
and he's going to go banging quadruple in the platinum because I'm not going to lie.
I don't think R. Kelly's
I'm
gay.
I'm
going
to still listen to his music.
He's fighting when he gets in there for a few days.
Parents,
right. Girls involved.
And he got a sexual problem.
Agreed.
We got to go.
R. Kelly, if you're listening, now is the time to drop the album. Drop the album now.
Another chocolate factory.
Drop the album now.
Drop the soap.
All right, guys. So let's do our shout out.
Shout out.
Drop the soap. Okay, quickly, shout out.
Corner pocket.
I thought you were doing it.
Like,
shout out to y'all for doing this.
Everybody on my set.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for
having
us. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the closet.
Right.
Please come Thursday. I need help.
Yes. I ain't got to come out the closet, but yeah. I'm there. It ain't nothing like that, but I love this closet.
Yes, indeed.
Corner Pocket Podcast. Usually every Thursday, but once a week. Usually for
just check our website, cornerpocketpodcast.com. Because we have our days, whatever day we going on, is the day we going on.
But this Thursday, tune in. It is the man's panel.
Yes.
It's going to be huge. We got 6 to 7 cool gentlemen just telling their stories and telling their whatevers. And Tracy will be there. DJ Freeze, my two co-hosts. Our two co-hosts.
We'll be there.
Hey.
You coming?
Yeah.
They coming. Yeah. Come on.
Wedding crash.
Bring it through.
Podcast crash.
Bring it through.
All right. Blazing Laser, what up, Neek? Tell us some more about
you. Thank y'all for having me. Yeah. Thanks for telling me about it. I appreciate it. Hey, you guys all.
Shout out to Erie for the plug.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Erie.
We going to donate, too. GoFundMe one more time.
You,
but she needs that bread, okay?
Yes.
To get this shit happening.
Bread,
this shit don't come without no money.
Right.
Come on, y'all.
Too late. Now, firefighters makes a lot of money. I didn't know she did that.
Get this guy.
Shit.
So, Camille in India, you guys are next. What's your information?
Yes, make sure you get your tickets for Sunday, August 18th, the Luxury Lineup Fashion Walk, private location, www.theluxurylineup.com. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram on The Luxury Lineup, Sunday, August 18th, designers, vendors, models. We have a model call tomorrow, Horatio Williams, 6 p.m., make sure you're there. Get your tickets. Few vendor spots. Few designers. The Luxury Lineup, Sunday 18th. And your personal.
Shout out to Maurice London Events, our partner who's helping us put on. She is our project manager. Shout out to Gwen. She's amazing. So she couldn't make it tonight, but shout out to her.
They've been on Closet Conversation.
Uh-huh. And then shout out to, real quick, my job, James Cole Funeral Home. 100 years of service. We're having a free event. Sunday, July 21st, is at the Boulevard location. Oops. It's for family and friends to come out, have a good time. It's a children's pavilion.
Really?
Free house screening. Corner from my block. it's the whole shebang. 100 years of service. James Cole Funeral Home. I had to shout
out. I know Lorenzo Massey.
That's my
dog.
Yeah. And make sure y'all go follow me at I Am The Paper Doll and Camille L. Gavin.
Yep. I just followed
COG
you.
And Associates.
Yeah. And The Pretty Parlor.
Level up.
Nice.
Corner Pocket Podcast on everything. Just look on, if you have Corner Pocket Podcast, we're on everything. You'll see my handsome face. You'll see his ugly face. We be out there everywhere. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Ugly Eyes. My boy Keith with the shirts. He gave me the shirt today. My man Keith. Holla at Ugly Eyes Apparel.
I need another shirt.
Nice.
Right on.
Love it. Well, we thank you again. I think Dave is ready to go.
Yes, indeed.
We have to take our pictures. Thank you for tuning in. Please check us out in 2 weeks on
Closet Conversations.
Closet Conversations. Over and out.
Thank you. God bless. This is